Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. House managers in the impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump tried to establish a pattern they say shows Trump incited the mob attack on the U.S. Capitol. NPR's Claudia Grisales reports that parts of Wednesday's arguments focused on the days and weeks leading up to the insurrection.
The House impeachment managers, one by one, began opening statements by detailing then-President Trump's actions before the insurrection. Here's Texas Congressman Joaquin Castro.
This attack did not come from one speech, and it didn't happen by accident. The evidence shows clearly that this mob was provoked over many months by Donald J. Trump.
For example, the managers highlighted one violent incident Trump celebrated after a group of supporters in Texas chased down a Democratic campaign bus at high speed on a highway. They also noted that Trump built up the, quote, wild rally weeks ahead of the insurrection. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, the Capitol.
A spokeswoman for Twitter says the permanent suspension of Donald Trump's account will not be lifted, even if he runs for office again. The social media platform removed Trump's account after last month's insurrection, citing the risk that he could incite further violence. President Biden and Chinese leader Xi Jinping have held their first phone call since Biden took office. As NPR's John Ruwitz reports, Biden highlighted U.S. concerns, while Xi said the cooperation was the only correct choice for both nations.
The White House said Biden raised a range of concerns, including Beijing's unfair economic practices, its crackdowns in Hong Kong and Xinjiang, and assertiveness toward Taiwan. Chinese state TV, meanwhile, said Xi played up the need for cooperation. He said confrontation would be a disaster and proposed resuming dialogue to better understand each other's political intentions and to avoid misjudgments.
NPR's John Ruwitz reporting. The U.S. is imposing new sanctions on Myanmar's coup leaders, denying them access to funds held here. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, the Biden administration is also working with U.S. partners in the region and the U.N. Human Rights Council to keep up the pressure.
President Biden is calling on the coup plotters to relinquish power and release Aung San Suu Kyi and other civilian leaders in Myanmar, also known as Burma.
Violence against those asserting their democratic rights is unacceptable, and we're going to keep calling it out. The people of Burma are making their voices heard, and the world is watching.
And he says he signed executive orders to impose sanctions targeting coup leaders, their business interests, and close family members. He's also taking steps to prevent the generals from having access to $1 billion in Burmese government funds held in the U.S. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
In pre-market trading, U.S. futures are higher. This is NPR News. The World Health Organization says the AstraZeneca COVID vaccine remains effective in reducing severe cases of the disease, even in places with new variants of the virus. NPR's Jason Bobian reports that the new guidance comes after a study in South Africa showed that the drug is not effective in mild and moderate infections.
The WHO's experts on immunization have issued new interim guidance on the AstraZeneca Oxford vaccine in light of the emergence of new variants of the virus in several parts of the world. The panel says that there's evidence that the vaccine is less effective in preventing mild forms of the disease from some strains. But Kate O'Brien, head of immunization at the WHO, says there's not evidence that it fails to block severe forms of the disease.
The advice from SAGE and taken on board now by WHO is to proceed with the vaccine, even in the setting of variants.
She says the AstraZeneca shot remains an important tool, even in places where variants are now dominant. Jason Bobien, NPR News.
In Haiti, police clashed with anti-government protesters Wednesday in the capital, Port-au-Prince. The unrest began when President Jovenel Moïse's government removed three Supreme Court judges who were earmarked as his possible replacements. The opposition is demanding that Moïse step down immediately, accusing him of acting like an authoritarian leader and violating Haiti's constitution. Tensions rose last week after the president alleged that there was an attempt to overthrow his government. 23 people were arrested. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR